Let's talk a little bit about Shvar Inyan. Suppose you would see a parent that is giving tichacha to a child. A parent that's hitting a child. We're going back many years that it was still appropriate for a parent to hit a child. And the parent sees the child is doing something wrong. And he's hitting the child severely. And the child has no idea what he's doing wrong. And you're observing the scene and you see that the child genuinely has no idea what he's doing wrong, and it's not so obvious that he should know. It's not like he's obviously glaringly doing something wrong that he should know. And the child is begging the parent, tell me, what am I doing wrong? I would definitely stop it. And the parent would not tell him and just keeps on slamming him. Would anybody have any understanding or any appreciation for this type of parenting? Or this would have no malach whatsoever. Never tell him what he's doing wrong. And he has no way of knowing. And this is the problem that we have to understand in the Dargin and Hogas HaBeirei Baruch Hu. He brings his surim on all the people, all the different Shverkaiden, and the people have no idea what he's doing wrong. He can get all kinds of halayim and all kinds of kind of kinder and all kinds of his surim to be named. We don't have to even follow. We've seen him. We know that. And he has no idea what he's doing wrong. And if he would only know, he would do everything he could. Everything a person would do, l'man nafshe, that's alosai. Imagine a person never struck with a terrible disease. He would do whatever he could. Rabbi Hashem, tell me, what am I doing wrong? I'd be happy to do it. Nobody tells him. He tries to run to this godel, to that godel. He gets a halba vort from here, go learn this, go learn that. He learns it. And then very often he meets his fate anyways. The Yeshua didn't come anyways. Like, there's nobody telling him, what's my month for them? Nobody's telling him any day of taking it, he just keeps getting slammed. Like, how do we understand this? Basically, whether we understand it or not, we believe everything is Latayva, we don't have to understand it. But in the Ramban, in Shagamul state, that whatever you could understand, you should try to understand. He says, anybody who says that I believe blind faith, why should I even try to understand even what I could understand? He says that's tainus aksilim moyasei chochma. And he says that it's kedai to understand parshat lahavin midos of Yisbarach. And he says even more. The more you see the yashchus in what you do understand, the more your emuna, more erech your emuna has in what you don't understand. Because you already appreciated the yashchus in what you were able to understand. So he says the person is chayiv to try to be mizbayin and what he could understand. So this, based on the Ramban, is there any way to understand this? This has been bothering me for years, the Shaila. Like, how do you, like the system. People used to run to the Gedali Yisrael, the Rebbe Eliezer Shach, used to run to him and say, like, what am I doing wrong? This happened, this is happening, what do I do? So interesting, Rebbe Eliezer sometimes would tell the person, Levi Day of Moses Nafsha, you know what you're doing wrong. You should easily be able to just be baidik. So all these people that just got sick and suffered for years and then at the end died, they were such murdim that they didn't even want to know? They could have easily figured it out, but they'd rather die than be misakin? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? I don't know. What am I supposed to think? Other times you'd run to Rabbi Shach and he would tell you to start benching from a sitter? To stop benching from a bench roll, that's going to take him. He wouldn't know how to tell you like exactly what you're doing wrong. Chazanish used to say, I'm just restating Gemara, Mishore Yisur Boil, in fashion with Maizim. He says, today we don't know how to do it. Just be Mechazik and the Dvar Makavuim, but we can't know. So that means he's saying that's the system, just keep getting slammed without knowing how to kick out of it. Like, it just doesn't make sense. The Rabbanish was the biggest Rachma. And everything, like, what's the Malach? And the ikin akut of the kasha is that yisurim come on a person That's how Rabbi Yehuda explains the tachlis of Yisroel. That it's only a sheivon, kedei la'oyre ve'iloshuv. But the person has no derech, he doesn't know what he wants. And anything he tries to be shoved, anything he's thinking of, it doesn't help him, he doesn't extricate himself from the Yisroel. So how is the system going to work? This is the plea. So there might be thousands of malachim, I don't know. I just want to be mitzia, just one malach that's shayach l'halis al aliv. The targum beginning of course. Dart and stay by he may shvoit and shaved him by he rov ba'aretz. So he says over there that is gezorim in Shemaya l'mehev ba'alma min yomid de izberei alma ad yesi malke mishicha. 10 different kafnen takifin. 10 different difficult rovs, hungers, are going to come to the world. From the time of the B'Yisraelim until the Malkim Mashiach comes, lo yichocha bohin diyor yara, to give tichocha to the inhabitants of the world. And he goes and he reckons the 10 different rovs that have come to the world. Kofin kadmoi was b'yemi da'odim, the second one was b'yemi lemech, the third one was b'yemi avrom, and the next one was yitzrok, and the next one was b'yemi yankif. And he goes on, and then when he gets to the 10th one, he says, that hasn't yet happened, he says. He says, Osid l'mehevi, and he says, Loi kifon l'mecha lachma, v'loi tzachusa l'mishtei maya, Elohei l'mishma pizgom nevuah min kodem Hashem. That's loi rov l'alechem v'loi tzom l'mayim, Elo to hear the Dvar Hashem, to hear nevuah. That's the 10th rov. So when is that rov going to happen? When is that? When is the tkufa for that? It says, Ad, Yemoisa Mashiach is going to be the 10. It's Zicha Ad V'Le'ad B'Chlal. Because Yemoisa Mashiach is a time of great abundance. Kol Adam Yitzim Rav, but it's not the time for the Rav. This Rav is the Rav we are living through now. We are in this famine. We are Tzomi L'mishma Pizgim Nevu Mikodem Hashem. We are living lives totally in the darkness. This person gets hit by a car. This person gets sick. We have no idea what's going on. We have no mahalach. We have no understanding. We have no way to extricate ourselves. This problem that I'm talking about, if there'll be a Novi, you go to a Novi and say, Vos Manvan, Vos Vilma. You get the ticket and go out and be Masukan. We are suffering the pangs of this hunger. Lo yirov l'alecha v'loi tzom l'mayim. Kiyim l'shmoy yadu ha'ashem. We're all living in this terrible darkness and all the pain and suffering that we have that we can't create out of. It has to do with this Rav, this Gizori, Min Yemi de Izbri Alma de Esi Malvi Mashiach. About Dayan Ben Shoya, like what? So, what's the system? What's Machayev this? Such a Rav, such a hunger. Maybe you can shelter this state in the end of Shashirim. State over there. Emtzach b'chutz shokicha. Gam lo yavuzli. This is the very beginning of Parakesh. Emtzach b'chutz shokicha. Zokashi. Emtzo neviyachem medabrim b'shimcha. V'achabkim v'anashkim. Gam yodati ki lo yavuzli. Ki kedai yavozcha. Over here. This is the Shira that Klai Yisrael says, Begolus. Throughout the Golus Hamar that we live in for years and years, in this kafna of not having a chazoin and not having a vua to direct us, and we're living in a stormy ship, being knocked around from one wave to another, not having any idea of our destiny and any way of extricating ourselves and helping ourselves. So we remember the times that Nevi'im came to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael threw the Nevi'im out. Vayim alivim b'malach alikim b'voizim l'dvarav. Ad alo yischamas Hashem ba'amay ad la'in mar b'shtet. Zot Rabbi Yehuda, they used to be kivei asudas b'hakal tibetan b'mizalz b'divinovi. So when it came to the Shia Shirim that was saying Begolas, it got to a point that Klai Yisrael was saying, after living so long without Mayim and Lechem, and starving for hearing the Dvar Hashem, if only a Novi would come to us, we'd be Mechabikim and Ashikim. We are so hungry. We'd wolf down this piece of bread. So the system is to get Klai Yisrael to this Madrega. From this, that the one Navi we killed, another Navi we threw into a bar. I mean, all the Navi we mazalzalin. We didn't want to hear the Nevuah. We didn't want to hear the Teichacha. We have to. This system, this conflict is going on for centuries. But in this door, it's getting worse. Food is getting more and more scarce. There are less and less Gedolei Yisrael they can turn to the get direction. There are less and less. There are always different Pali Yeshuas all over the place. There are always different places. A little bit, something is getting less and less. Food and water is getting more and more scarce in our times. So the hope is that Aide accepting and believing with part of the Nitzri's stream of coming to this Achabkim V'Anashkim Em Tzunavim Medavrim B'Shimcho Achabkim V'Anashkim Loyavuzuli, and bring the tikkun that the Tagal bechazen of Adam would koyin lo v'tumim, and then we can extricate ourselves from this world and come to the years that are plenty. That you know, va'eshpeich ruchi abreichem amniseichem ruchi etim bekerbchem. That's the hope. But we have to go through this this kafna, partially because we did not appreciate it. This is a shtick of Mahalach, one of thousands of Mahalachim, the Darkei Hashem, that we have very little asog in. Once Klal Yisrael has lived so many years in the famine, we're so going to appreciate the Divrei Hanavi like people that were in the lagers. They can't be saved when you waste food. When they sit at a Siddur Shabbos or Malka Shalshus and they see you just take off, throw into the garbage pieces of challah, even small scraps. They run to save it and cherish it. They can't be saved or throwing out food because they know what food means from all the years that they were killed just for a scrap of a potato peel. We're going to then, from so many years of being in a famine, for the Dvar Hashem being Tzomi Lamayim, we're so going to be Bechavet the Divrei Novi. Okay.